proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. In this session, we look at the activity of God's angels during the end time. Angels played important roles throughout the book of Revelation. They warned the unsaved people on earth that they needed to repent of their sins and glorify God. During that seven-year interval known as the Great Tribulation, angels also were agents of pronouncing divine judgment against the inhabitants of the earth. They also executed these verdicts. The first three chapters of Revelation mention angels of the seven churches, referring to those whom Jesus Christ addressed. These angels might or might not depict celestial beings. As mentioned in an earlier session, the Greek word for angel, angelos, denoted a messenger, whether human or divine. The angels in Revelations 1 through 3 might refer to representatives sent to John by each of the churches mentioned, and not specifically to angelic beings. According to the seventh chapter of Revelation, the Apostle John saw, quote, four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, unquote. Another angel acted to seal 144,000 individuals, all of whom descended from the tribes of Israel. These were known as the servants of our God. Revelation chapter 8 opened with seven angels gathering around the throne of God as they were prepared to wreak divine destruction upon the earth. Another celestial being received a golden censer, which contained the prayers of the saints. He cast that to earth. The first four angels mentioned wrought judgments upon the natural and celestial forces of our planet. The other three angels unleashed various other catastrophes upon the earth. Revelation chapter 14 referred to additional angelic activity. One celestial being will preach what was termed the everlasting gospel to those on earth. He will call them to, quote, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters, unquote. A second angel will decry the fall of an entity referred to as Babylon. A third angel will issue a warning to the inhabitants of the earth against worshiping the beast or taking the mark of the beast upon themselves. Revelation 14 referred to other angels who will emerge from the temple in heaven. One of them will, quote, thrust in his sickle into the earth and gather the fine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God, unquote. That angel will serve as a divine agent of judgment. In Revelation 16, the third of seven angels poured out a vial over rivers and other waterways, turning them into blood. That celestial being exclaimed, quote, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shalt be, because thou hast judged us. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. Unquote. Throughout the book of Revelation, John had an angelic companion who accompanied him and explained to him the meaning of those visions which he saw. John sought to worship that companion, according to Revelation 22. When he did, the angel rebuked him, telling John that he needed to, quote, worship God, unquote. By this action and this statement, that angel acknowledged that whether an angel delivered God's messages, whether an angel wrought divine judgments, whether an angel helped others, angels served God as his instruments. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.